We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We are starting almost halfway down the Amud by the two dots, where it says Akoil Kasheim Lodun Dine Mamonis. It says at the end of the Mishnah, of the beginning of the Perek, that everyone's Kosh Lodun Dine Mamonis. Mashenke Medina Foshus. Akol Lasuyim Bay. What are we coming to Yemarba? Om Rav Yehuda Lasuya Mamzer. That a Mamzer who's a Psul Yichus is kosher to be a dying for Dine Mamonis, not for Dine Foshus. And we'll see the Makar for that soon. We have a Mishnah like this in Masechtas Nida. It says there in the Mishnah, Kola Royu Lodun Dina Nefashos, Royu Lodun Dina Mamonis. Whoever could dine Dina Nefashos, he's a dying for Dina Nefashos, he could be a dying for Dina Mamonis. But yes, there are those who are Royal Dina Mamonis, but in Royal Dina Nefashos, they're not level to dine Dina Nefashos. But Avina Balasuya Mai, what are we coming to teach us? I'm Ruda Lasuya Mamzer, then a Mamzer is kosher for Mamonis, not for Nefashos. So the kash is Tanina Chada Zimna. What do we mean to ask this kash? We mean to ask Zok Tosfos is not that there's another Mishnah Nida like a Mishnah Sanhedrin. There's a lot of things in Maseches Nida in that Mishnah alone that are repeats. That's not shver. That's a very common thing. The question is why did Rabbi Huda's memra again Lasuya Mamzer? That Rabbi Huda says Lasuya is Maseches Rabbi Huda Zok Tosfos Tanina. A milsad Rabbi Huda kasha leya my itzrich leyamima atharti mesisim Lasuya Mamzer. So Zok the Gemara and Saw the Gemara says. One you have to be ger is ger, and one's lasuya ger, one's lasuya mamzer. V'tzricha, and diashminon, you need both the mamzer and the ger. Diashmin and ger, the royal of a kal, he can be kosher for mamonis because at least he's royal of a kal. Of a mamzer, emeloi, a mamzer is not royal of a kal. Maybe he can't be kosher even dinim mamonis. About mamzer, emeloi, diashmin mamzer, the bamatip k'sher. At least it comes from a kosher Yisrael. Of a ger, the bamatip k'sher does not come from a kosher; it comes from a goy. Therefore you need both members. Actually, to be a ger and a dayan is a big shayla, actually. Like Tosfos points out, the hashta mashma stam ger kosher dinim mamonis. But kosher, parachelitz, it says, that's not. So he answers, it could be, it means to dan a ger, his friend, the ger, ayin Tosfos barichas, there's Tosfos that handles the kashrus of a ger to be a dayan. It's not so posh.
Which one's which?
Which one's which? We don't know which one's which. Beinakol, which we mentioned, Gemara Nido, Gemara and Sajj, we don't know which one. Beinakol k'sherim lodun dinim nefashos. My time, it says that not everyone's kosher lodun dinim nefashos. My time, what's the reason? The Tani Rav Yosef, k'sherim shebezdin menukim b'tzedek, kach menukim mekomum. We know that it says in the pasuk b'tzedek tishvah mesacha, in the same way they have to be righteous in psak, they also have to be menukim mekomum. They can't have any mum, which we're assuming means yichus right now. They can't have any psul yichus. Omame micro, where's the makar for this? The pasuk says, in Shir HaShirim, kulach yofar yosim mum ein bach. There's no mum. Now, first of all, how do we know we're talking about Sanhedrin? Maybe we're talking about every person. Zok di adamak, we know in Klal Yisrael there are some bali mum. So it has to be talking about someone, something specific. As talking about Sanhedrin, it adds on that you could teach that the kulach is actually spelled out of vav in Shir HaShirim. What's the gematria of kulach? Let's see, 20, 30, and 20. Oh, 70. And we know it's a bezdin of 70. Got 71 for one on the yama, but it's good enough for the gematria with the kail that kulach is 70. That's the makor that was going to hedge. Gevaldik pshat. That the adrama says this. So that would be makor to wants to hedge. But perfecting marakasha, who said it means yichus? It means mumamish, which you know is true also. They can't have a mum. They can't be deformed in any way. And maybe it's referring to the problem of being a mum. So how do we know they have psul yichus within the fashos? It says about this kainim, just like you are a miyuchis, they have to be miyuchis. Then we know those 70 became Nevi'im. They got the Hashra'as HaShchina. So maybe because of that, they need the Doi Melach. Only over there. How do you know every Sanhedrin needs the Doi Melach? Elamam Nachma Yitzchak, Amakra, the Pasuk says, by Yisroi, when the Sanhedrin that Yisroi made, it says, V'shoftu Esa'am B'chol Eis, V'yikol Adova Agado Yivir Alecha, V'chol Adova Akaton Yishvudheim, V'holkim Alecha V'nosu Itach. Itok with Doimelach Lahava. That should be with Doimelach, and therefore we learn that they have to be a Meyuchis and they cannot be a Balmum either. That's even both of all these psukim, that's what the Dayanim have to be. Now, we're talking about here by Dinah Nefashis, not by Dinah Mamonis. So the only question is, my Harusa asked me, Harav Goyin or Moshe Kana asked me this kasha the lechayra. When also we talk, is talking about Yisrael. Who's the Yisrael talking about? Dina Nefashos. The lechayra talking about Dina Mamas also for sure. So hey, only with Dina Nefashos. I don't have a teretz kasha. If someone has a marmakim for me, please let me know. But lechayra, the question is puzzling about Yisrael. Who say Yisrael talking about Dafkas? We're saying the Mishnah is a chiluk. Dina Nefashos and Mamas. What's the chiluk? Bishlam and Kulach Yafar also. We had a pshat talking about the Bezdin of 70. And we have to go pshat because Kulach was a gematria of 70. But here, when also we talk, how do we know? It's the parasha of Yisrael. So that's right now aura that there's dinim mamonos. I'm not sure. Okay, zok the mishnah vayter. Now your mishnah, but continuing about the Sanhedrin and thinking about things about dinim nefashos also. Sanhedrin means, like Rashi says, Sanhedrin. It means of 71, and also Sanhedrin of 23. Sanhedrin is a gechatzi gerin agula. They were set up in a semicircle. Kedeshi royin zezeh. In order to see each other. Like Rashi explains, that the Edim have to see each other, and therefore, because they could then, it's easier to hear each other's opinions and understand each other's opinions when everyone's facing each other. So just make it into a circle. Make it into a circle, the problem is, you have the Edim and the Baidinim who are standing and talking, and saying their opinions, and saying their what their stardom are, what their sides are. The problem is, they're in a circle, they're going to be back to some of the Dayanim. Therefore, you make it in a semicircle, therefore, the Edim and the Baladinim are in front of everyone, and also the Bezdin sees each other. The two scribes stand in front of the Dayanim, one on the right side, one on the left side. The Kosvin Divrei Mechayvim, the Lashon of the Rashi, the Gir says, Kosvin Divrei Amazakiv Amechayvim. According to Tanakama, each one writes all the Tzadim. They write both the Chayiv and the Zakai, all the Tzadim of the Yonim, right? They're both of them write both. Why do you need two people writing the same thing? Sometimes someone misses something, so the other one will be mashlim the other one. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Shloish, you need three. Echa Kosev and Mezakin, Echa Kosev and Mechayivim, because he says if you have both of them writing both, they're going to miss things. You want someone to be focused on Mechayivim, one can focus on Mezakin. And then where's the check and balance? Vashlishi, Kosev and Mezakin and Mechayivim. The third one writes both. This way, if you miss something, you'll get both. Now, another interesting halacha about the Bezdin of 23 is that we know that when the Bezdin of 23, so if it's only one Mechayiv, you can't pass like that. If it's 22 and 21, you can't Mechayiv. So you have to add on two Dayanim, up to seven, until you reach 71. Where do you get those Dayanim from? You need it on the spot. You need Dayanim. So the Dayanim, the backup Dayanim, were in Bezdin. Now how many do you need to get 71? Prospectively, how much could you need? You need 48. So it says, you had three rows of the Yechamim sitting on the floor in front of the Bezdin, each one of 23. Now you're asking me, you only need 48, so why do you have three of 23, which equals 66? Why do you need so much of that? Why do you need, it's actually 69, but why do you need 69 people sitting in front of it? All you need is 48. So Rashi says like this, the reason is like this. Because you can't have two rows of 24, because lav erech ara to be more than the Bezdin. And I make two rows of 23 and then I just have two, because only is 48. He says, you don't make a row of two. So therefore, you have to have three rows of 23. Hutzuchu lismoich soimchem v'rashoina. Let's say you needed an extra dayan. So let's say one died in this case. One person died, one person left. You need one more dayan, because the luck is when you have to add for Chayiv and Zaki, you add two. But here, let's say someone died. Rashi says, "Bekan jemais echam al adiyonim." So you take from the biggest of the three rows. Soimchem min arashoina. Soimchem min arashoina. Echad min ashniya balo arashoina. And echam ashniya balo ashniya. So then everyone moves up one spot. Which means you have the three rows. Everyone's makeres mekoimai. Everyone's in order of gadlos. So when you add on a die and you take the biggest of the three rows of 23. And then every guy moves over one seat. That's the Mishnah saying. Goes to the place of the first one, and which means really in the three rows also, everyone moves into a different row. That means, for example, the biggest in the third, in the first row of the three goes to the big Bezdin. Now, the biggest of the second row moves to be the tail of the first row. And same thing, the third row, he'll become from the biggest of the third row the tail of the first row, and you add on a third guy. Another one of the third row. What's the question?
At the end of the day, you're going to get
24 up there.
Not 24. One died. 23 up there. Now you have to add from the call. One's dead, so you have to add from the hakal.
You remain 69 on the four.
That's the last thing it says. But Bayrulim oid echad min hakahal mashiv noisav eshlishes the tail of the third row. Again, repeats it. El Yosef makom haroyel goes to a place where it's royal for him to be. So that is our Mishnah, and the Gemara, the first Gemara to discuss. Where do we know this din of the semicircle? We know on Emilia. How do we know that he's sitting in a semicircle? What's a Rav on a pasuk? We said a svara why he's in a semicircle. What's a Rav on a pasuk? On Rav Achamar, you know, don't makra. Shvareich aganasar ayechsa mozeg. And we dash like this. Shvareich zusan hedrin. Shvareich is lashon of the navel, of the middle of the stomach. Shvareich zusan hedrin lo manikra shma. Shvareich shein yeshavas betibur shoylem. Because the Beis Hamikdash is considered sitting in the center of the world. So that's what shvareich means. That's sanhedrin. Agan shehimagina kol hayom kula. It protects the entire world. Hasar, which means the moon, shudoim lasar is doming to the moon, which is a semicircle. Al yechsa hamozeg shem hutzrich echam emlozes. One has to leave. Right, let's say people have to leave. You never leave a sanhedrin without 23 people at least there. Roy and mayesh esrim shloishol can answer dana yoytze. From lav ena yoytze. They can leave if they leave 23 in the court. But if not, they cannot leave. Now, what's the number 23? So Rashi says a third of 71. It's not a third of 71. But the answer is because 23 is a third of 69. The other two are not divided, visible by three, and therefore it's considered a third. And why Loshon of Mazeg? Mazeg Loshon of diluting wine. How do you dilute wine? Two times water, one time wine. Feed this man the Amar. So Ayechza HaMozek, don't be less than one third, which is less than 23. And that's how we learned that if someone has to leave Sanhedrin, you have to leave the Sanhedrin at least with 23 people right there. And Amir Hashem, in the next year, we will continue the pasuk of Shorach Agan Asar, which continues with Bitnei Harem and Schita and Sukkot Vesheshana.